call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order. Please join me in standing and pledging allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, in attendance tonight, we have everybody. Myself, chairperson, Alexandria Malone, vice chair, member Earl Barbeau, member Paul Thomas, member Bracida Castro, secretary Jill Leva, I probably got the side eye, county liaison Beatrice Martinez, and who do we have here from comprehensive planning? No planner tonight. Okay, very good. So now we go on to public comment. This is a period of comment for, and at first, everybody make sure you turn your cell phone ringer off. And then public comment. This is if you want to make a comment on anything on the agenda, but you're not going to be able to stay for. So this is only for items on the agenda. If you're going to stay, you can speak when we bring, you'll have plenty of time to speak when we bring the item up. Is there any public comment? None appearing. We'll move on to approval of the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of August 13, 2020?
Motion to approve.
Motion made to approve the minutes of August 13, 2020. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And I abstained because I was not here. Approval of the agenda for August 27th, 2020. We can hold, combine, delete, or move any item. Is there a motion to enact the agenda as published? We have a motion to enact the Planning Commission agenda as published. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Informational items. Do we have anything informational?
Yes, Charlie. Clark County wanted to let the community know that we will have testing, more testing available starting next Monday, August 31st, at Fiesta Henderson, Texas Station, Sam Boyd Stadium, starting from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. We encourage everyone to get tested.
Very good. Thank you very much. Anything else? We'll move into the planning and zoning agenda. So, our first item on the agenda is Lamont Subdivision, Lamont Street and Judson Avenue, TM20-5000114, Cary Lamont Properties LLC, tentative map for a one-lot industrial subdivision on 9.8 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE65 APZ2 zone. Generally located on the east side of Lamont Street and the north side of Judson within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
Please step forward and
hello.
State your name and address for the record.
My name is Christopher Nelson, representing Engineering and Consulting Alliance, address 1740 Dell Range Boulevard, Suite 454H, Cheyenne, Wyoming, 82009.
Okay, and the floor is yours.
Well, apologize, we do not have the right sized documents, but we are actually here to concur with staff recommendations. Got to zoom in.
Okay.
But we'll concur with the staff recommendations.
Okay. Then, is there any public comment on this item?
Yes, ma'am.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Philip Rajeski. I am the engineer and designer for this project. I am with Engineering and Consulting Alliance. The address is 1740 Dale Range Boulevard in Cheyenne. And the reason why I have comments on this is that we do we're fortunate to do work throughout the Western United States.
So you're in favor. You're not going to oppose it?
Very much for.
Okay.
And the thing is, I don't know if the commissioners have had the opportunity to take a close look at the property, but this is a really meaningful project to us because it's basically a junkyard. Truck mechanic area. It's good people that run this those facilities, but it's really not fit for that area. And so we are really proud of the fact that we can develop this into industrial lots or half acres of industrial lots, and it should turn out to be a very nice project. So it's going to make a big improvement to that neighborhood. So I just wanted to input that.
Very good. Thank you. Any other public comment? None appearing. We'll open it up to questions and comments from the board.
Yeah, I got a couple. What do you mean by you're going to have different buildings? Is this going to be leased out to different companies or different?
Yes, I'd like to address that. And so essentially what we're doing right now, and what's in front of you, is a one-lot subdivision. This subdivision, one lot, will develop fully develop the exterior streets, which are only half developed at this point, and to create one single lot. Then once that's done, then we could come back in with a record of survey and form interior lots. What you see now is generally what the project will look as built at, will more than likely look like when it's fully built. But we're doing the record of survey to subdivide it, because we could very well, they're going to be sold. So an owner could come by and say, look, I want to make this one big lot. And so it gives us that flexibility. That's why we're doing it this way. Any other questions? Go ahead. Exactly. In fact, this street that you see here is a private street. That's where the gas, sewer, water will be accessed through that street. And so, there'll be a CC&R to cover all of the properties that will maintain that street, and they will also maintain the landscaping.
We have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Make sure you attend the Planning Commission meeting September 15th, 2020.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we'll move on to item two. This is AR 20-400082, NZC 0097-17, Greystone Nevada LLC, zone change second application for review to reclassify a 50.5 acre portion of a 247.6 acre parcel from RE Rural Estates Residential zone to RE Rural Estates Residential AE 65 zone, Rural Estates Residential AE 65 LOZ 3 zone, PF Public Facility zone, PF Public Facility AE 65 zone, PF Public Facility AE 65 LOZ 3 zone to R2 medium density residential zone and R2 medium density residential AE 65 zone. Design review for a proposed single family residential development generally located on the east side of Hollywood Boulevard and the north side of Alto Avenue, alignment within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
I am. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Sless, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the property owner and applicant, Lennar Homes. Just a little background, you can see the site's about 50 acres located on the northeast corner of Hollywood and Alto here, highlighted in yellow. We came in, prior property owner who entitled it for Lennar came in about 3 years ago with the non-conforming zone change. It's been entitled to zone R2 with 352 units, single family detached homes, lot sizes of minimum 4,000 square feet. The homes will be anywhere between 2,100 to 2,500 square feet. We, as part of the conditions of approval, we're required to give a status update every 18 months, so this is part of our required review. If you've been by the site, you can see that grading has been taking place, active construction on the site. We anticipate delivering the model home park in about a year, with hopefully first home sales in another, you know, 3 or 4 months after that, within certainly a year and a half. Again, this is the approved site plan here. You can see access will be off of Hollywood and Alto. Actually, I guess it would be better if I show it this way so that north is up. Maybe too big, but you can see Hollywood here. Here's an entrance, and then Alto over here. We appreciate staff's favorable recommendations. So agree with all those conditions. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, we will move into public comment. Who would like to state your name and address for the record?
Dusty McClendon, 2760 Meadow Spring Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89156. I have in my hand a stack of pages that we've gone through on this particular project, which I want to do. The Sunrise Manor Board rejected every bit of it. They said, we don't want it up here. And the county commission, or the planning commission, snuffed their nose at us. We didn't want it. We sat through a ton of meetings, a lot of us elderly, having to get out and go down to these meetings. And we finally came to a compromise with the guy you say used to be the property owner. Now he's planned this thing. Now he turns around and sells it to them, and now wants to come back and go back to the original plans. This isn't the only change that you want to do. I've already been conversing with Commissioner Kirkpatrick, and apparently they also, everything that the neighborhood agreed on, they're reversing. And we're not happy. In fact, I'm pissed.
I can tell, and I appreciate that.
I am mad.
And yes, and I remember what you talk about, because I've been on the board then, and so were the other members here. And
well, so. The gentleman that was here, I recognize you, and I know, aren't
they? Everybody goes mustache.
By the way, CDC's changing its mind on this whole nonsense. But anyway, they need to stick with the original plans, or get the hell out of our neighborhood. Now, this is not right.
Thank you, ma'am. You get to go next.
So you know, I'm sorry, just so you know, I brought the original approved one. The original one that they submitted to.
Do you mind showing us that?
Could you show us those, please?
Can you tell I'm a record keeper? I used to work for George Stevens.
Let's put it up here and we can zoom it in.
Yeah, you could. Okay, wait a minute. Let's do the Hollywood. I don't have my. Oh, I do. I usually have them on my head. This is Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay,
and this is Alto. And I live right over there as well as.
So, do you mind pointing out the main differences?
Well, I haven't seen this one. But they're going back. They're saying that they're wanting to do a 5.5 acre. And I think originally they were looking at, 50.5 acre, when originally they were looking at 50.3 acres. So they've come very close to it. And the whole thing had to do with, we did not want all of these little homes up there, which would run down our property value, which would leave them open to be put out as rentals and have, I've forgotten what the name of the program is in Clark County where they subsidize.
Section 8.
Where we'd have all of that in ours. So, and now they're turning around and going right back at it. We demanded that they have larger lots.
Yep, I remember distinctly. So, you want to take a closer look at it there? It is. So thank you very much. And ma'am?
Okay.
You weren't quite quick enough, or else I would have called you on you first. I apologize.
Jackie Katrosis, 3163 Emerald Creek. I'm pretty much basically saying what Dusty is. I've got three properties on Emerald Creek, which is that same lot there. And he originally, like she said, originally they had small lots, they had small driveways, they wanted condos, they wanted the housing. And then through all the meetings we had, all of that changed back. And now I'm not exactly sure what exactly they're asking for, because this really doesn't explain what changes that they're reverting to.
Okay.
So I am curious about
we
that.
Will ask that. Ma'am.
Sheila Edenfield, 6571 Jordan River Drive, Las Vegas, 89156. I agree with Dusty. I'm not as confident as far as what's changed. That's why I'm here to see if there was changes, because I know that we did fight hard to get the bigger lots, or at least, you know, not have it all condensed. We fought hard against the condos, which we all agreed will turn into rental properties in Section 8. And at one point, I don't know if that went through, because I missed a meeting, what we did agree to was a senior community, that he was going to do a senior community.
It was agreed on, and they're now trying to change
well, that's,
that.
And that's what I want to know. Are they backing out of that?
No, we got to get through public comment before we go to our comment.
But that's my question. Are they getting rid of the senior property?
Okay.
We don't want apartments. We call them condos, but they'll turn into apartments.
Okay, ma'am.
Dylan Wyatt, 2713 Trickling Brook Court, Las Vegas, 89156. My question is, what is the difference in the lot sizes that we're talking about? How small and how crowded are these lots going to be?
We will find out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi. Steven Shreve, 290 Peak Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89156. I fill out these things before, and they keep coming, right? So I posted on the East Siders taking action, and there's some confusion on what's happening, right? Everybody says it's single family, larger lots, it's a single family, smaller lot. But from my research, I show like the medium density is like can be duplexes. Like, what's the real confusing for me? So I'm trying to get all the information out.
Yep. We will find out.
Right on.
And, ma'am?
Rhonda Fields, 2763 Meadow Springs Court. I agree with Dusty. I went down to the government center, and I don't understand. You send these cards, they send the cards out. A lot of the people send them back opposing, but yet it's still being approved. So now here we go again.
Yep.
That opposed. That was down there at the government center. And so I know we don't want this, but we're not being encouraged. We're not being given that opportunity. Okay? So I'm against it.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Yeah. One more thing.
Very quickly, I'll allow it.
Okay. I'm just questioning if they're making these changes and if these changes get approved. How is that going to affect the schools in the area? Because they were already at 97%.
Yep.
We discussed it 2 years ago. So if this gets more dense, what's going to happen with the three schools?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So public comment is closed. And first off, we're going to take and see, first off, how many more units are added to this design than what was approved a year ago?
So zero. We were approved for 352 back in 2017. We are still at 352. They are all single family detached homes, no duplexes, no condominiums, no multifamily, no apartments. It is minimum lot size of 4,000. It goes up to 8,000 square feet are the lot, individual lots. On the original application, you can see there were no waivers of development standards, meaning we did not ask to reduce our driveway setbacks or any of the setbacks from the homes. All comply with the R2 standards, which the property has been rezoned to. I think maybe there was some confusion that this is not the site where potentially there was the request for multifamily or senior. It was one of the adjacent parcels here that is was owned by our previous landowner who has retained ownership of these parcels in here. But we have taken down the 50 acres here that is zoned for, again, single family residential detached homes.
So this is the same application as last year?
It's exactly the same, and all the conditions of approval that you can see in the backup here in your staff report remain. We have not asked to waive or vary any of those conditions. They still apply and run with the land. None of that's been changed. The reason we're here actually is because of the condition. It says come in and show you guys every 18 months.
To make sure that you're still doing what was agreed on you would do last
100%.
Year.
100%.
Okay, so
and that, oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that was agreed upon on the by the prior property owner. These are entitlements that run with the land, meaning my client, Lennar, is subject to those, and we are complying with all of those. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Hold on.
You know, I remember this because I was involved quite a bit in the two of the board meetings, and I know there was a lot of painstaking care done about fighting the apartments and the low income. And, I mean, these homes are pretty big. This has been approved by this board. This plan has been approved by this board and staff. Back the last time was when it all got approved, because all the other people agreed. And since they got rid of the apartments, they got rid of the condos, they got rid of it's all single family homes. And these houses are bigger than mine.
When we went down to the Planning Commission meeting, and believe me, we were there, you had denied them and they approved it, though you had denied it.
Yeah, but that was back at the very beginning of them.
Well, which one was approved by these? Because I don't remember getting a notification to be at the meeting.
Well, yeah,
did you?
That's when he cut back on all the houses, or all the apartments, all the condos, and made all single family homes. And they're doing what they were allowed to do. That was the zoning at that time that we approved.
What
now,
exactly?
Wait, let me finish. Now, the apartment buildings you were talking about for the seniors, that's in the adjacent lot on the other side of Alta.
Exactly.
And that's going to be very beautiful.
Oh, no, it's not, because he's already been down there, or the other guy, since he apparently doesn't own that part, has already been down there trying to change that. I can let you read my correspondence, or my call with Maryland Contractors, if you'd like.
When was that?
Today.
Today.
We're allowing a little bit of leeway here because even now I'm confused, so I appreciate everybody's patience, because now I'm, you know, tickling memories, and yes, there was the other one. And
let me see. I started because I was ticked off about it. Okay. So I put it for this. That's the beginning of it, and you just scroll up and you can read all of it.
Yeah, because the R2 zoning was approved in 2018, and then the lot plan was approved last year. So the 18, the R2, to the best of my recollection, in 18, we denied it, and it was approved by the Planning Commission. Okay, so then when it came back here, 2019, last year, with the R2 already in place, there was negotiations and it was decided and it was approved with single family dwellings that with no exceptions to the standards on the R2 zoning single family.
Right, but now he's changing that, the plan that we agreed to, which was the one you're talking about, that was approved last year. And he's changing it.
He's not changing it.
Well, he has to be, otherwise he wouldn't be applying for an amendment.
Oh, he's not applying for an amendment. What this is when we put this, No, ma'am, excuse me. What he's not applying to do anything. Part of the structures that were put on this is it had to come in for an annual review until he gets it built.
Okay, let me read what I was notified
okay.
of. Zone change, second application for review to reclassify 15.5 acre portion of a 247.6 acre parcel from RE Rural Estates Residential Zone RE, when it goes on, anyway, and then it goes, it's changing to an R2 medium density.
Yep.
So he's changing it.
And I have been, I was sitting right where you were at about 4 years ago, not on this project, but on another one. And what it is that's the way they word it when they say second review. That means it's been approved once. It's just that it's coming in to make sure that they're not being absentee landlords. It's trying to stop people from coming in, getting these changes passed, and then improving the property value, selling it off. It's to ensure that they are following through with what they committed to do. So this is just a review of something that's already taken place. I understand the wording. I've been confused by it also.
Use the original statement here from when it got approved, because it's a review of this, what was approved back then.
And that's what confused me, is when we threw the map out here, I'm like, they're the same.
Well, they're close.
When we looked at your map, it was very close.
You're telling me that at the planning commission, what they approved is on his map.
Yes, and I have the file. This is the file, stamped one from the county. You can see right here the revisions that were incorporated in the June of 18. It's file stamped, and it is this that we just had a prettier board made.
So. I got one more quick question.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure it's true, but a lot of that you gave back to Nellis Air Force Base for buffer.
Yeah, there's like 37 acres that were held out.
That wasn't there before.
That's right.
So you've actually given up some of that land and said you won't even build on some of
it. Yeah, there's a condition that speaks to that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nellis did it.
Yeah, Nellis asked. The other guy that had it, he's the one that gave you back that buffer.
Yeah, but Nellis wanted it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that happened.
Yeah, so
that's, when that came back here, that was all like that. They gave that back to Nellis. They redid the plan. And this statement right here, this is the original statement. This statement here is the original statement. And every time they come in for review, this is going to read exactly the same.
EA.
Where it says Jones Hickson came second application for review.
That's a great like mine. I don't even have to go past the first line. So what am I missing?
It's no longer 73.6 acres.
Yeah, they're reclassifying it.
No, they're only doing 50 now instead of 73.
Right, but this is what we agreed to. Right?
This is only a portion of that for that.
It's a little bit different. Yeah, this
well,
is
has
the
difference of the
that's 2017.
Yeah, this has how many homes on it? Yeah, this is 73 acres and it's 480. Yeah, so this is different for sure.
Right. So they're talking about 50 instead of 70.
Yeah, but they're only taking 50.5 now instead of 70.
So yes, and you can see that very
20 acres.
You can see that very clearly here.
I'm a finance. That's not adding up.
It's out of this 247 points.
Is this her map?
That's her map.
So here's your map.
Yes.
Here's their map. Come take a look.
That's the one he initially came with.
That's
yep.
Right.
No, turned out to be different. Wrong.
This is the original one you brought
yeah.
in.
Right.
The one you brought in. And if you notice,
it was done on 7.
This.
This. Or 6/15/17.
This is, if you notice, this is gone. All of this is gone.
And this is the approved.
This is the approved one.
Yeah.
So all that was approved was this section, which is.
Right.
So you're saying you gave all this back?
That's not part of the project, correct. There is conditions that require us not to do anything with that disposition.
I don't think any of us knew that.
Now, is that what's given back to Nellis?
Yeah.
All of that back section?
It's a buffer?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I remember the
number,
but it's been so long.
Given this information.
Yeah, so we were able to pick up about half a unit in some redesigns and configuration, but it complies with the R2 zoning, it complies with, most important, well, not only both important, two important things, R2 zoning, and what the Board of County Commissioners ultimately approved with all the conditions.
Right, right.
Yes.
So that's why.
I know.
Okay, so, sir, we're kind of going off topic here, but I want to make sure that the neighbors get their question answered.
Right, so just one question, so the original house, like, 350 houses, right, and it didn't change. Was that on the 70 acres, and now the same amount's in, no?
No, the 73 plus acres had just shy of 500, I think 480, she has the exact number there.
That's okay.
480 something, I believe.
I just want to make sure this.
We're down to 352 on the 50.
No, in the medium density, like, everything I read on the site says, single to two families under one roof. Right, like, what is that actually, medium density?
That means, like, you think of your typical house that is standalone, not attached to another structure.
Not two families under one roof, not partitioned.
No, it's not.
No duplexes.
No duplexes, correct. They are detached, single-family residential. They're going to be minimum of about 2,100 square feet up to about 2,500, mixture of one and two stories.
They're not going to be cheap homes.
No, they're going to be, it's going to be a nice, Lennar's one of the biggest builder in the valley and in the nation.
So why send out this thing to, like, oppose or apply?
Because that's the laws that the county has to operate under, plain and simple. And I've been caught in the same thing, going, turn this, oh, it's already, this is just a review. And I've had to bring that up in here, that we're beating somebody up over something that's already been approved, and all they're doing is a review. A status check, so to speak. Because you guys have me, I was ready to crucify these people, and then I realized this is a status check, and we've been through this.
So you guys don't own the part across, it's supposed to be for the, oh, then I won't chew on you about that. But I was going to.
Fair enough.
So if he's abiding by this guy's thing, he told us that he would make sure all that garbage was picked up along Alta, and it is not. And I've got pictures of it that I took right before I came here. So it looks like they cleaned it off of the land that you're building on, and they've stacked it alongside of the road, so clean it up.
All right.
Okay. Let's come back into order now.
All right, motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? This will be at the Board of County Commissioners on September 16th, 2020.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now we'll move into general business.
Hey, wait, one more time. You guys mess up these ladies.
Oh, I know.
I'll tell them the Starbucks you hang out at, because I remember now. Okay, moving into general business. Review fiscal year 2020 budget request and take public input. We're missing our perennial candidates to beat us up over this. So
just a review. We did have some items from last time. I don't know, this is the point where you do take public comment on items that the community wants. Some items that we talked about last time was chat boxes.
Hey, you want to hear this, okay? They need to hear this. This is about our community now, and things we would like to see done. To better our community, like better our parks, our streets, you know, things in your area. Okay? So, yeah, pay attention to this and put some input in it.
All right.
Thank you.
So, the item we're on is per NRS, every year, every town board is requested some items that we can put in as a request of the town board. Previous requests have included that you guys made last year, anything from better AV system. The last meeting we talked about the ZAP project boxes, which is art on the utility boxes to beautify the neighborhood. More walking trails, paths, better boulders so that people don't drive into the bike lane on accident. We also talked about just things like better communication from the planning department in terms of outside storage.
this, at this every year, if the community wants to do, have any input on, last year, I think we talked about cameras in the park.
Surveillance cameras in the parks to make them to where they're friendly and safe again.
Exactly, more parks.
And that did generate some stuff. Marilyn Kirkpatrick, I don't know if any of them have gone up yet, but they took in sourced instead of the diesel-driven generator ones that the cops have. They come up with a much cheaper and more maintenance-friendly solution, these boxes. There's a lot of them down in the city. I don't know if we've had any of them deployed up here yet.
Not yet. They just finishing up the agreement with RTC and Public Works to install them, so they will be installed in multiple parks.
So these are boxes with a PTZ, which is pan tilt zoom camera, on the bottom of them, a flashing red and blue light to let people know they're being watched. And where this came about was from Lewis Family Park, when we had the cops put one in the middle of the park and everybody was outraged, Big Brother's watching, and then they realized, hey, I can use my park after dark. And so then it became public outrage when they took it out. So, and we've had a lot of problems here. Every time the county wants to upgrade a park, we actually have had citizens coming in and saying, no, please don't upgrade the park because it'll just bring more bad stuff. Don't put bathrooms in there. That's just going to bring crime and stuff. And so the answer that we thought of, and well, and I've been pushing, is that we need to take and put those cameras in there to where we can take back our parks.
Yeah, like the park at the end of Lewis Maurice out there at night. That's terrible out there.
Well, it was supposed to have been, Kirkpatrick was supposed to have been working on it. She met with all of us. She said she was going to.
No, I mean the security goes at night. Because everybody, the kids are all drinking out there. They're racing around in their cars.
Yeah, they go by our house.
There's cops up there every night.
When do we have to have action on this, Beatrice?
So this is the second time it's been on your agenda. Ideally today, but we can extend it for the next meeting.
Okay.
So exactly how can they use this legally? I mean, it's going to what, take pictures of people that are vandalizing?
Oh, what it is it's tied into a system with the police department.
And so if the police department views it, that is Big Brother watching.
It is Big Brother watching you, but did you know that everyone, every commercial project that gets developed here now has to provide a outside surveillance that ties into Metro system so that if something happens, they can go pull the records and see what the hell happened. Yeah. So this is a point, and we're going to discuss it. We're going to put it off till next meeting. But if you do have, and you talk about Eastsiders taking actions, you're involved there. That's good. We have to be reasonable now. And are we going to get anything out of this in this financial climate? Probably not.
Not this year, anyway.
But we got to keep asking. Just like this system here. It took, 5-10 years to finally get it put into the budget. But it's about letting our commissioners, Kirkpatrick, Tick, know what the community would like to see. So it's kind of a wish list. So please come back next meeting if it's important to you, and let us know.
Chair, if I may, there are things, so for example, just better pamphlets, communications to the community from comprehensive planning about outside storage, so you don't have to see the same application in over and over again. Bringing the ZAP project into Sunrise Manor, that's another one that we always do. So if you see programs in Clark County, remember there's the city and then there's Summerlin, which is a private development that has different things. You can sort of say, hey, we saw that in sort of an enterprise. Can you bring it over to Sunrise Manor?
You know, Annette, that reminds me too, and it's one of Maryland's projects that I'd like to see expanded even more, is the ShotSpotter system. Because it's done a lot, although this last 4th of July was, oh my Lord.
3 years ago it was worse, though. But it was bad.
It was bad. So the ShotSpotter system, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Where they can tell if it's a gunfire.
And they can geolocate it, triangulate, and the cops can be there much more rapidly.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
So,
months ago. It's the first Parkville Park.
Awesome. So with that said, please let us know what you want.
Yeah, like better control over the littering and the trash that's being dumped somehow. Yeah. Come up with some suggestions on how to...
On that one, you wouldn't want my suggestion.
Okay, now, let's let Alexandria talk.
It would probably agree with mine.
And I was just going to go clarify something that Beatrice said. One of the things that we see a lot as a board is issues with outside storage. Someone builds a shed and it's too close to someone's property line. Someone's storing something that they shouldn't be outside. So what we want to do is get in front of that and tell people, you know, hey, you're at Home Depot, you're buying lumber. Did you know? Here are the regulations. So that people aren't getting fined and have to come to us and now we have, you know, an issue with the neighbors. So if you have anything like that where, you know, you want to maybe get in front of a problem, let us know as well, because again, these informational things that we're able to get out there is something that we can do in our community.
Ma'am, I'd like to hear from you.
Yes. So I've been there about 20 something years, okay? I am finding out that when they resell these homes, they don't give them the
It's the notification from the bank.
No. I'm talking
the
about
CCNR?
The roof. I got people who are parking in their yards. You got 4 or 5 cars parking in the front, right at their front door.
In their front yard.
Have you utilized code enforcement?
They work early, okay? So, I've taken pictures and stuff, but it's kind of hard, okay? And I don't know, I'm just going to say, just be good to talk to a gentleman. And he said that's not how we do it in Mexico. That pissed me off that he's still parking his truck right on the road. And he got a two-car garage. One car is in it. And I guess this is a business or something like that. Truck that he works out of. Because he has a truck in that.
Mechanical work out of the garage.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of those out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a business being run out of there. Something designed, and it just popped up on Google. We need to make sure that they have the
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. So now we're going to take a move out of general business into comments of the general public. You got 3 minutes to say whatever you want to us.
I'm going to ask that you contact Kirkpatrick and ask her when we're going to get our running path up there around that Las Vegas Park for elderly people. She's supposed to be getting she told us it'd been approved, a running path, rubberized running path.
Where at?
That park up there, Las Vegas.
Okay.
One of those police
over there.
One of those police.
Yeah, I call it.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Is Carrie ever going to be opened up the road? Are they ever going to open that road up for Carrie?
See, and we don't know what we can do. What usually happens during this is we say, hey, talk to the liaison. We don't have a liaison for Maryland, but Beatrice here is taking notes and she will make sure that we get those questions addressed. And I encourage you, call your county commissioner's office. It sounds like you have her on speed dial.
I would also encourage folks to call Public Works. They have a list of all the projected projects. So you can go to intheworks@clarkcountynv.gov and they'll give you whether it's in the funding stage, in the design stage, if it's not open, if it's maybe a lot of roads we'll make them brand new and then the utilities decide to come and redo their stuff. So
We know all that stuff. The public works, you can send them and they can give you the whole history of every street in Clark County.
And also, one more thing. Clark County in general is pretty responsive over email. They had just launched a new website and all the contact information is on for each of the department is generally on the front page. So I emailed asking about, you know, what are some beautification projects that have already been approved? And I got a response, I think, within 2 days via email. So if you have kind of an informational question with a specific department, don't be afraid to just send someone an email. They have someone looking over that.
Okay. So our next meeting date is September 10th, 2020, right here at the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board. September 10th, 2020, 6:30 p.m. And with that, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to show up and talk about this stuff.